The Juneau Police Department, like many other departments across the state, doesn't have enough officers to adequately cover the community. But the department celebrated a small success recently. Not only will the latest recruits be welcome relief for the veteran officers, they also help expand the department's diversity.
I, and state your name.
I, Dwayne Jennings.
Do solemnly swear to obey the lawful orders of my superior officers.
Do solemnly swear.
Two young men recite the officer's oath during a recent ceremony at the Juneau Police Department. New police badges are pinned to their uniform, marking the start of their employment with the department.
Honesty and honor as a law enforcement officer, so help me God.
Juneau Police Chief Ed Mercer says the two men are just the latest hires for the 57-officer department. They're now about halfway toward filling a total of 13 vacancies.
I would have to say that we're making some progress in this area. It's a very trying time to get police officers, and every time we do, it's a big win for this police department.
Mercer says they're competing heavily with other police departments in Alaska. All are trying to recruit and keep officers before they are permanently lured away by lower 48 departments offering better salaries and benefits. Is Mercer worried the vacancies are allowing the crime rate in Juneau to rise? Not really. He says some crimes actually have been trending down recently. Adding more officers has virtually no effect on the crime rate anyway. That's according to Troy Payne, an associate professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center.
We're just not able to detect any difference in crime rates when we add police officers.
However, police officers actually do much more than just fighting crime. Payne calls it order maintenance. They respond to a stranded motorist or help EMS during an accident or fire, do traffic stops, and break up disputes before they become a crime.
When you've got a really noisy neighbor and you call the police to come handle it, most of the time that's not going to be a crime in progress. But it's certainly something that the community expects police departments to do.
Meanwhile, a shortage of officers can have a big impact on other things like training, shift relief, and fatigue and vacation time for everyone in the department. Overtime pay may go up and ranks get stretched thin as officers are rescheduled to fill holes, and that's what Mercer is really worried about. Every community is different, though. Payne says the threshold or minimum number of officers depends on each community's particular demand for services.
And if the police staffing goes below that threshold, I think you would absolutely see increases in certain types of crime.
Payne notes that for every officer put on the street, a department also needs to hire an additional 2 to 5 officers to fill out the remaining shifts 24/7. Mercer says they use a national officer search firm, but most of their recent recruiting successes have focused on finding candidates who want to live in Alaska or Juneau. Out of the previous batch of 7 recruits, 6 either currently live or previously lived in Juneau. Take those 2 newly sworn officers. They don't just want to live here, they're also from here. Jonah Hennings Booth is 23 years old, an Inupiaq from Eagle River, who was introduced to a law enforcement career while working as a technician for the Alaska Wildlife Troopers.
It's a completely different day-to-day basis, and I never know what to expect, so I think that's going to be very exciting for me.
Dwayne White previously served in the infantry in the U.S. Army. He's 32 years old. Clinkett from Hoonah and Juneau, who worked at Lemon Creek Correctional Center.
I think it's very important for people to see us in uniform, along with something they could relate to. They could feel more comfortable seeing someone the same culture. And also be a positive role model for other Native kids.
There are now 5 officers, or 10% of the Juneau Police Department, who are Native or Alaska Native. According to the latest census data, Alaska Natives and American Indians comprise 12% of Juneau's population. Mercer, who was promoted to chief in 2017, is Clinkett, originally from Sitka.
Having both officers, Henning Booth and Officer White out there is only going to make our agency better when it comes to diversity and serving our community.
Both Hennings Booth and White will spend 15 weeks at a police academy in Sitka before hitting the Juneau streets for 3 months of field training. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.